Welcome to Crescent Baptist Church's Christmas Eve service. Thank you for coming out. Those of you who braved the roads, it's a little bit snowy out there. So this evening we have a selection of Christmas carols we'll sing together. We have a couple of people doing special songs and some scripture reading. For those involved with the program, there's not going to be an announcement. You just follow along in the program and then come up when you see that you're on. There will be a candle lighting at the last song as well, if you're wondering why you're holding a candle through the whole service. And then we just also ask that you refrain from clapping as well. I'm just going to open in prayer. Father, I just thank you that we can gather together this snowy night and just take some time to remember the coming of your Son. I just pray that you would bless our time together. Be with those who are on the roads tonight. And in Christ's name, amen. Reading from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
Reading from Luke 1, verse 26 through 35. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement, and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him his throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. For that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God."
Blind man, Mary. So we'll get you to take your hymn books, open to page 245, and we'll ask you to stand while we sing. Oh, verses 1, 3, and 4.
Isaiah 9, 6 to 7. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness, from then on, and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Okay, we'll get you to take your hymn book again on page 262.
I'm just going to read to you from Luke 2:8-14 and Isaiah 9:2, and it says, "In the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth among men with whom he is pleased.'" Isaiah 9:2 says, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them."
Oh, come, all you unfaithful, come, weak and unstable, come, no, you are not alone. Oh, come, barren and waiting ones, weary of prayer. See what your God has done. Christ is born. Christ is born. Christ is born for you. Unspoken, come, taste of his perfect love. Oh, come, guilty and hiding ones, there is no need to run. See what your God has done. Christ is born. Born for you.
Take your books again, please, and turn to page 265, and stand with us as we sing. We're going to sing verses, let's go four and six. How about that? Okay. Verses 1, 4, and 6.
Luke 2:15-20. When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began to saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem, then, seeing this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found there no way for to Mary and wait what? So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph, and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told to them about this child. And all who had heard it wondered about the things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for what they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them.
John 1:9-14. There was the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He became his own, and those who were his own did not receive him, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believed in his name, who were born not of the blood or of the will of the flesh nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Okay, page 281. What child is this? I'll ask you to stand again.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch or keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Mary, while I see in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding, good Christian fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
You may be seated.
Bring it back up. We're just going to do an offering here in a moment or two. But before we do, I just wanted to say to you guys that we're going to give in an offering as if, not as if, as our first fruits of how the Lord has blessed us throughout the year and taken care of us. We're going to be giving back to him. And we have the manger up here. So as we do the song and stuff, we can all just follow up to the front and give your offering in the manger this evening. And something to think about in this time and now at this time is that just like those before us waited in hopeful expectation for the promised Savior, we also wait in hopeful expectation for Christ's return. And another thing I want to read to you guys is from Isaiah. Isaiah 25:9, it says, it will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The ones of old waited for the coming Christ. We have the coming Christ who has come, who has died and has rose again. And we now wait for his return a second time. And I want to read to you guys from the New Testament. And it says in Philippians 3:20, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's just pray together before we do our offering. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to be here tonight and for all of us who have gathered tonight, and that all of us that are here were able to make it here tonight, that we could rejoice in your goodness and your grace and your mercy to us. And I just ask that we would give back to you before we go and open our gifts tomorrow, that we would give back for how you have given to us and taken care of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
and I'll come along and light you, and some others will come and help too. But I'll light at the beginning of your pew, and then you can light the next person, next person, next person. And then when we're all done with the closing of this carol that will be played, we'll be doing through this as well, then you can blow out your candle at that time as well. And then we'll have the next thing.
Sing for page 253, Silent Night. We'll let you stay seated because of your candles. Please sing with us, okay?
So just before we close off, I'm going to ask all the kids to come up here if they'd like to. Eden, over here. Rachel. All right. So I have a question for you guys. What do we celebrate at Christmas time? Jesus. Jesus being born. And what is something that we do when we celebrate someone being born? And for times after, what do we sing?
Happy birthday.
So that's what we're going to do all together. And you guys can sing really loud And then everybody can blow out your candles, and we've got a cake for the kids to blow out, okay? So I need you guys to sing really loud, okay? So who are we singing happy birthday for? Jesus. There we go. Okay, ready? Let's watch out. Okay, you sing with me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Okay, you kids can come around and you can blow out the candles, okay? You guys can blow out your candles as well. And as you exit, there are some silver bowls at the back that you can put your candles in, and just be careful of the wax. Thank you for joining us this evening, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas.